Here's Chuck Lura from Dakota College at Botno with Natural North Dakota.
If you haven't already noticed some small sparrow-sized birds flitting through the brush in your area, you should soon. And if you take a closer look, you're likely to see these birds are quite colorful. That's because the warblers are or will be passing through our area during their spring migration. Some, for example the American Redstart, will even stay a nest in our state. For those of you unfamiliar with warblers, they're colorful and active birds, generally a little smaller than the sparrows, with small pointed bills. Some of the more common warblers in our region include the yellow-rumped warbler, yellow warbler, American Redstart, black and white warbler, and common yellowthroat. The yellow-rumped warbler is one of the more common warblers during the spring in our area. It's also one of the most easily identified. Just remember that in some areas they're called butterbuts. That's a reference to their yellow rump patch. If you see a small bird flitting around with a butterbutt, it's a yellow-rumped warbler. A couple other warblers have a yellow rump, but they have yellow breasts as well. The yellow rump patch has the main identification characteristic of the males. Also look for some yellow on their crown and the side of the breast. They also have a prominent black mask, and the rest of the body may be grayish or with some white wing bars. Yellow-rump warblers nest in the coniferous and mixed coniferous forests across much of the northern United States, Canada, Alaska, and also the Rocky Mountains. Some of you probably learned this bird is a myrtle warbler. They're not named after some lady. In this case, it's myrtle is a reference to the reliance on bayberries, which are also called myrtles, or more specifically, wax myrtle. The fruits of wax myrtle are covered with a wax that's indigestible for most birds. The yellow-rump warbler is an exception, and as you might expect, it's a major seed disperser for the plant. Sometimes it's hard to tell when the warblers and other birds move through the area. However, some bird enthusiasts post their observations on the internet. Both eBird and the North Dakota Birding Society's website may be helpful in this regard. I put a link to both of these websites along with the text of this Natural North Dakota. You can access it at prairiepublic.org. I'm Chuck Lura.
Natural North Dakota is supported in part by the NDSU Central Grasslands Research Extension Center and Dakota College at Botno. You can read and hear today's story at prairiepublic.org.